Some environmental groups and clean energy business leaders have not given up on trying to get the Wisconsin senators to back Senator John Kerry's energy and climate change legislation. An Iraq war veteran is also making the case. Appleton resident Robin Eckstein is now with the veterans organization Operation Free. Eckstein says moving toward cleaner energy would boost national security.
Based on the fact that, you know, we're completely vulnerable here in the United States because of our reliance on one source of energy. It's the fact that we're funding both sides of the war because, you know, every time we're purchasing oil on a world market, we know that some of that money is going to countries that support terrorism.
Eckstein also says the Pentagon acknowledges that climate change would accelerate instability in some regions of the world by leading to more floods, droughts, or famines. But the push to get Feingold and Cole to commit to the Kerry bill still faces roadblocks. Senator Cole's office has released a statement saying that given all the pending issues, it's unclear that Congress will have time to undertake a comprehensive climate change bill this year. A statement from Senator Feingold reads that Feingold will continue to listen to Wisconsinites as legislation takes shape in the Senate, but that Feingold will not vote for any bill that treats Wisconsin unfairly. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.